Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
When I first started preparing for this episode, I had no idea that we were going to be facing a global pandemic. No idea that we would be months into a quarantine that would cause many, many people to lose their jobs and some to lose their lives. So I offer this episode called In the Middle of a Shitstorm, Sometimes Life Hands You Free Toilet Paper. A little bit tongue-in-cheek, but there is a message in it that is meant not only for times like these, but for all times in life. So I invite you to have an open mind, a sense of humor, and listen to what I have to say about the shitstorms of life and the free toilet paper that's always available to us. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's noticed that just about nobody gets through life without some sort of drama and trauma. Some of us have been steeping in it like a frickin' teabag since we were born, and others have been relatively unscathed, maybe even having a relatively uneventful, perhaps boring life, with the exception of a few high-level crises along the way. You've probably also noticed that there are people who, no matter what is happening, always tend to look on the bright side. And there are those who see cause for gnashing of teeth and howling at the moon every time they turn around or look at their Twitter feed. I playfully think of the two groups as silver liners and dramatics. Now, it doesn't really matter if you're looking at your life from the 30,000-foot view or the boots-on-the-ground vantage point. Perspective is what we're talking about. Do you see life as something that's happening to you, or something that you're co-creating with whatever higher power or life force you think started the whole shooting match? If you've got a tendency to ask yourself things like, why is this shit always happening to me? Or personalizing it by thinking, when am I ever going to get my shit together? Then you're most likely to be residing inside the dramatics campsite. On the other hand, if you are more likely to think, how can I make today amazing? Where can I use my gifts and abilities in this situation? Or maybe even something a little less poetic, then you're on Silver Lining Street. It all comes down to perspective. Now, let's just say that a 7.2 earthquake hits your city. I've lived through this one, and I wanted to use an example that's just a little bit less removed from what we're all going through. Oh, I could talk about COVID and the quarantine and the pandemic and all the stories that I've heard of and things that are happening to friends and family. But I thought backing it up a little bit would make the lesson just as relevant and maybe not be as likely to trigger people who are in a world of hurt right now because of our current circumstances. Anyway, back to that 7.2 earthquake. Let's just say you lived through it, as I did. You're unharmed, at least physically, but pretty shaken up, pun intended, and continue to feel fearful and have a little bit of insomnia for several weeks. You have repetitive thoughts about what might have happened, many of which are way worse than what actually did happen, and you feel anxious and restless almost all the time. Your house sustained some damage too. The kitchen floor linoleum ripped when the refrigerator took a little dance across it during the quake, and you have new cracks running down a few of the walls, looking way too much like stretch marks for your comfort. And grandma's china, well, it came flying out of the corner cabinet, sacrificing some of the family heirlooms in the process. Now, put yourself in this situation, and if it happened to you, take yourself back. What are your thoughts? What were your thoughts? Are you or were you inclined to think, as long as we're all safe and no one was seriously hurt, that's what insurance is for, to help with the rest? Or would you be more inclined to update the story of your life with a brand new chapter called How an Earthquake Ruined My Already Shitty Life? Now, be honest. Just because you might not go all the way to the extremes of self-pity doesn't mean that you might not have a more subtle victim mentality. Yeah, I said it. Victim. Now, Don't get me wrong. I was a therapist for a lot of years before I became a coach and a mentor to entrepreneurs. I know what genuine victimhood is. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the perspective that any of us can take, and I myself have taken, and still do, frankly, now and then, when we see ourselves as being on the receiving end of things in life instead of on the creating end. And here's the truth. Most of us have just about zero control over what happens to us, especially when it comes to things like natural disasters or global pandemics. The same is true for most health issues and, frankly, other people's behavior. But we do have complete control over what we make these things mean when they happen. Now, I will not deny that there are certain, at the risk of being offensive, let's just say benefits to being a dramatic. Dramatics do tend to get more attention from others, at least from other dramatics, codependents, groupies, rescuer types. You know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, sorry, let me break that down. Codependents are people who make your business their business. Groupies are people who have no life of their own, so they mistake your drama mongering for excitement. And rescuers, they're the ones who have the hero complex and are always on the lookout for people they think are broken and in need of some duct tape like Humpty Dumpty. Now, of course, I'm being sarcastic, but if these are your people on any level, you're leaning towards being a dramatic. You'll have plenty of company, but I gotta be honest with you, there is a better way, a much better way. And what kind of friendships do you really have going when you're a hot mess and that's how you attract them? Now listen, I'm not trying to offend anybody, even though some of you may be offended. And I'm saying this for one very important reason. Even though we're strangers, I want more for you than this. Life can and should be bigger, bolder, brighter, more genuinely exciting, and satisfying in a way that when you lay your head on the pillow at night, you don't just feel lucky to have survived. I want to imagine a life for you where just dodging the slings and arrows of outrageous misfortune is not enough, where you can reach for the stars and live among the clouds. Okay, that's a little bit too corny, but let me just bring it down a bit. How about this? You've got real friends. Your job is satisfying. You're proud of the work you do. And when you look in the mirror, you see a human being who is worthy of being loved and accepted, and you appreciate yourself right where you are. Maybe your bills are even up to date, and you even start each day looking forward to the future. Does that seem impossible given where you are now? Well, luckily, nobody has to change anything instantaneously. But there is a secret to changing your life from whatever shitstorm it is right now to the one I just described, or your own personal version of it. Hey, you do you. Now, it's a DIY project, so you don't have to go into therapy. You don't have to hire a coach. You don't have to follow any gurus. You actually hold the key to transforming your life from the inside out right in your hot little hands. I didn't create it. I didn't even discover it. It doesn't belong to me. It's not my patented system that you can buy for $9.99 on Amazon. It doesn't belong to anyone. It is a secret that's actually not a secret because it is spoken of in many of the world's ancient traditions and in much of modern psychology as well. Are you ready? It's gratitude. Gratitude is the free toilet paper in the middle of life's shitstorms. All you have to do is remember that it exists and it's always available to you. Now, I make it sound easy, and I know it isn't, because if you're in the habit of feeling victimized every time things go south, it will take some practice to get out of that rut. But listen, no matter how much shit is coming your way, you always have the option to reach for gratitude and wipe away the perspective that's causing you pain. Now, let me be clear. You can't always remove all of the shit. At least not with gratitude alone. Some shit needs way more than that. But I promise you, you will simply not be able to get rid of the mental shit that clouds your judgment and prevents you from recognizing the opportunities you do have to make things better unless you embrace gratitude. You see, you might be thinking I'm full of shit by now. This whole gratitude thing, me calling you dramatic, telling you you think like a victim. I mean, come on. I don't even know you. You might be really pissed or annoyed. You might not even be here anymore, and I'm just talking to myself. But before you tell me to F off, I want to invite you to try this as an experiment. There's got to be something shitty going on in your life right now, so what have you got to lose? I mean, either you got a roommate who never scoops the litter box and it's her effing cat, or your boss is a total tool who still tries to micromanage you even though you're working remotely from home. Or maybe that hot water heater is going out and you got to take a cold shower until you can afford a new one. Or maybe it's all of the above, even better. Just for shits and giggles, try applying gratitude to each of these scenarios. And notice, do I feel any different? Now, come on, let's be legit with this. When I say do an experiment, I mean, don't just pretend and go through the motions just so you can prove me wrong. I'm willing to be wrong. I really am. But I've tried it, and I've tried just about everything else, and I know it works. So give it an honest go, huh? I mean, really, what do you have to lose but a bad mood and maybe a couple of loser friends? And here's a hint. Try asking yourself, is there any upside to Miss Litterbox as a roommate? She's got to have some redeeming qualities. And that boss? Come on, there must be something you could admire or appreciate. Have you actually noticed how alert you are in the morning after a cold shower? Doesn't it make it easier to get going and get things done? You get my point. Nobody could have predicted this pandemic, and we're all getting really sick to shit of the quarantine. But even if you weren't one of the people who hoarded toilet paper because you were certain there was going to be a global shortage, you can try the toilet paper of gratitude. It's on me. You got nothing to lose. You might as well, because in life, the shitstorms do keep coming. We can't prevent them. Most of the time, we don't see them coming. But when you've got this free toilet paper in your pocket, you'll be prepared.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.